This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Language Corner.
Indeed, it is the Language Corner, and we continue with Siswati this morning. We look at Siswati proverbs. Muzi Mathunjwa, Siswati researcher, South African Center for Digital Language Resources, will be joining me on the line. Proverb is called a saga in singular form and a daga in plural form. He will educate us about these proverbs. Please, if you want to be part of the Language Corner, dial through on 0861-987-000. This is the second lesson that we are doing on Siswati. Muzi, good morning. Welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning to your listeners and to you too.
Thank you so much for joining us. Perhaps give us a sense of the importance of proverbs, particularly in Siswati. And, before we get to some of the proverbs, but just the importance of the proverbs, what they are meant to teach us, and all of that.
Yes, so when you look at Siswati proverbs, known as Daka, they play a very important role in the society. So I usually say that they're the mirror of the society in the sense that they represent what is accepted in that society and then what is not, what the society despises and what it likes. Yeah. So through these proverbs, they are mainly for teaching purposes, cautioning, then teaching the young ones as well as the elders. So usually they contain the experiences of the people.
Mm.
Which have been stored and passed from generation to generation. So this is through the oral preservation, tradition, as they call it.
And now, Muzi, I mean, in some languages we do hear that certain proverbs are quite, contested. People saying, no, that's not really a proverb. In our language, it's simply a translation. Who gets to decide what may be deemed to be authentic proverbs for a language?
I think the users of that language should decide on this one. Because even if you look at the relationship between proverbs and idioms,
yeah,
there is maybe on structure a clear cut, but in the usage is the same. Yes. So you find that you will also have equivalents maybe in English, for instance. For instance, in Siswati, we say that so you can't judge a bull by its posture.
Yeah.
That is in English, that is you can't judge a book by its cover.
Yes.
So the meaning is the same, but the representation is different.
Now, let us perhaps get another clarity from you on something that I started thinking about after our last conversation. The authority of the Siswati language, where does it reside? So is it in Eswatini or here in South Africa? Where do we get the greatest confidence to say, yeah, for example, in isiZulu, there are parts of KZN where they say, yeah, lapha khulunywa isiZulu soqobo esiqotho impela ke leso isiZulu. Of course, we've got the dialects. You took us through those the last time we spoke, but where does the authority rest, would you say, Eswatini, South Africa, or it's a negotiated sense of authority?
I think this one, I would rather say it's a shared one.
Mm.
Yes, it's a shared one because I believe in what we call a descriptive, a function of a language other than a prescriptive one.
Mm.
Yes, whereby the users of the language decide on what entails their language.
Yes.
Hence, we'll have these varieties. Yes, rather than being prescriptive, where you say that no, you can't say this, you can't say this. But then, what if you find that people are saying it? For instance, if I can take back you to what you call a derived noun from English.
Mm.
Someone can say that EI, someone can say the eyes. So you can't say that, no, that one is wrong because it is derived. It's not a primitive Siswati noun. So it has been derived from English. So why would you maybe prescribe it to someone instead of trying to describe how maybe that user has come to use that particular maybe noun is?
Absolutely. Now, you did say that they might differ in structure, but in use, very, really similar. What is the difference between, Siswati proverbs and Siswati idioms?
Yes, okay. We with proverbs, usually they appear as a complete sentence, and then they have a full meaning. That is proverbs. Then their structure is fixed, which is you find that even if you use it in a sentence, never affected by tense, singular or plural of that sentence. Yes, while with idioms. So idioms, usually you find the whole meaning once it has been used in a context or conversation or a sentence. Then most idioms in Siswati start with the gu formative. Then you say gu plus maybe a verb. For instance, we have this one which says gula emandla emonfu, which literally means to eat someone's strength. That one is an idiom. Yes. So which can mean that to take credit of someone's work, yes.
I was about to ask, Uguti, I mean, when you talk about strength, is it just only that, or could it also not mean, you know, kudla mandlo mundu, would it not mean also, you know, being parasitical in a way, you know, overly depending on a person and sponging off them? Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Sponging off somebody.
Yes. What I like about proverbs as well as idioms are context-bound.
Okay.
In the sense that they refer to specific situations and circumstances. So what you have just said in that scenario, it can also be appropriate because it depends on the context that you want to to use it. But then there are some contexts which you can say, no, no, this one is, it has been maybe improperly used, yes. Mm. But in that context, it can also refer to that one, yes.
Absolutely.
For instance, someone, is that exactly what you've just mentioned, yes.
Okay, I'm with Muzi, of course, until 12 o'clock, talking all things Siswati, 0861-987-000. That line is open to you. Please do fire through while it is still early so that we are not trying to, you know, rush each other towards the top of the hour there saying, you know, time is running out. Please get on to the point. We always make sure that we are in class together at the same time, but we are also getting the conversation going as soon as possible. This morning, we look at Siswati proverbs called the Daga. That's what they are. Singular, of course, called the Saga. 0861-987-000, we take your calls this morning. Now, Muzi, let's look at other proverbs. You'll try and, you know, give us a translation. Well, I'll see if I say them well. I mean, I've got a very heavy tongue. Emehlo namabili ayabonisana.
Yes, emehlo namabili ayabonisana, yes. So, emehlo refers to eyes. So, this one, when we analyze proverbs, we usually say that there is what you call the literal meaning, exactly what the words mean.
Yes.
Then we have what you call the figurative meaning, yes. So, when we try to, should I say, unpack them, we look at the two meanings. Yes. So, this one can be translated literally as two eyes help each other. So, when we use this one, we usually use this one in a situation whereby you see that working together or jointly can be profitable. Because you find that maybe you have a problem which you can't figure alone. Then I can ask maybe Lukon and say that, you know what, can you help me here? Because I believe that emehlo namabili ayabonisana. And then that's where we try to figure out that problem successfully. Yes. So we believe in, should I say, shared responsibilities or shared problem solving. Yes, it applies to that.
And not being a lone ranger of a person. And then another one that you have for us, Alimbiwali gozi umuntu angakafi.
Yes, so Alimbiwali gozi umuntu angakafi. So that one refers actually, the ligozi here is refers to a grave. So you can't dig somebody's grave until the person is dead. So that's why if you look at that, and I don't want to be political, but then for us it's taboo. Yes, it's taboo to dig somebody's grave until he's dead. Yes. So when do we usually use this one then? So this one, actually, we usually do it when someone maybe is, should I say, underjudge you or is pessimistic, in the sense that you find that people usually think about you as a failure without even looking or, from a surface value. Yes. So we usually say that you must never give up as long as you breathe. So it's for encouragement purposes, this one.
And I suppose, it could also be, I suppose, giving up, being pessimistic about a situation whose results are not there, whether people are sick and you are already probably, you know, sometimes when people are sick, we start planning and saying, hi, we are humble alone. And then we start planning. So it would probably also in those contexts as well.
Yeah, it can apply to the tomb, but usually, you, if you can maybe dig somebody's grave because he's or she's sick, yeah, it can be a taboo for us as Maswati. But then this one can be also to those who are usually say, judge you based on the past, for instance. If maybe there is a disposition, then they say that, okay, who will you have to vote in? Then they say that moves, then they say that, ah, this one can't deliver. Yeah. Then I will say that, no, I'll limbi what it goes, umuntu angafi, meaning that you can't just give up. As long as this person is alive, maybe he's bound to change or improve in life, yeah.
Absolutely. 0861-987-000. Join our language corner as we discuss Siswati Proverbs this morning with Muzi Mafunzwa, Siswati researcher, South African Center for Digital Language Resources. Now, Muzi, Inhlambi ifela emandini.
Yes, Inhlambi ifela emandini.
Now, I can understand that this has to do with water. I'm not sure if Inhlambi, is it a person? Is it an animal? What is it?
Okay, Inhlambi refers to an expert swimmer or a diver,
okay.
A skilled one. Yes, so usually you find that people become, should I say, combined sense, in the sense that once you think there's something, you know it, you become reckless, especially in that one. It can even apply to the issue on how we drive. Yes, usually when you're starting driving, maybe you start with 60K an hour. Then you find that after that, I can't even mention that speed here because maybe, yeah. So you find that this one usually also caution people that, you know what, someone is really killed by something that he thinks is an expert in. Because you can't expect a diver to drown. Yes, because he's skilled in working in water or saving other people. But then we have to caution someone, you know what, what you think that you know might be even your downfall, yeah.
So would this be used as a point of caution to someone, or would it be used as a point of, where you are mocking someone maybe who has, you know, been injured by the very thing that they claim to be experts in?
No, I wouldn't maybe mock. This one can't be maybe used in mocking, but maybe as giving caution. Yeah, as giving caution. For instance, if maybe I can take it to the context of maybe a footballer. Yeah, you can tell someone, maybe a young footballer, you know what? It can be fairly mundane. So, you mean what? Maybe you can think that you are a skillful footballer in this time. But then, you know what? Football, maybe career is short. So, you must be cautious because you might think that maybe you know all the corners of this, should I say, career. Only to find that it will lead to your own downfall, yes.
Ah, interesting stuff. I've got Masinyane on the line. I'll come back to you as well as Muzi, but we've got to, pay the bills here at Powerhouse. But we are discussing Siswati Language Corner. It is a Wednesday, after all, 11:30 to 12 p.m. That's what we do. And now, as all, I usually say, we've got to pay the bills to keep the lights on. Somebody tweeted and said, you can pay the bills, but you can't guarantee to keep the lights on because Ashko.
Tweet Lukhona at Lukhona Mguni and hashtag Power Talk.
And indeed, you can also dial in on 0861-987-000 this morning, and we talk to you all things proverbs and idioms in Siswati with Muzi Mafunjwa joining us on the line. Masinyane, good morning.
Hey, Abshin.
Hey, Ufugil.
Ufugil Minjan.
As Ufugil.
No, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm calling from Giyane, Lukhona.
All the way.
Yes, you know, and greetings to your guest there. I think we are somehow making a mistake when it comes to proverbs and idioms, particularly when we interpret or translate it into English. You will remember when idioms and proverbs were founded or made, they were made based on the history, traditions, and culture of that particular tribe, or on what is happening within their community. Some of the proverbs may not apply to me as a Mtsonga speaking person because it's a Siswati proverb, simply because it has never happened or been practiced in my culture. So for me to translate idioms and proverbs particularly African ones, into English, it does not make any sense anyway, because we must look into that particular tribe, the history and their culture. And I would recommend that these kind of teachings must be done in their home language, because they lose the whole essence or meanings of what they mean. So children must be taught the same way it is in Iswati. It does not need to be interpreted into English or whatever language, so that the what they call the tribe can understand and they can internalize the message. But once you translate it, then it gives a different meaning altogether. So that's what I wanted to make my point.
Got you loud and clear, Masinyane, joining us on 0861-987-000, all the way from Giyani. Siyabulela. Muzi, your sentiments on that comment?
Yes, and thanks to that caller. So it depends on the platform. When we teach children, the prophets are taught from home. So use what you call the home language there. So I wouldn't teach proverbs in using the English language to my kids, because we speak Siswati in my home. Yes. So that's why I'm saying it depends on the platform. But when you go to, for purposes like this one, this is an English medium radio station. So it wouldn't serve the purpose to teach them in this sense. So you find that even these problems that are context bound or are in a certain culture. Recently, we have done a study whereby I was comparing Siswati proverbs with those from Xitsonga. Interestingly, these have different cultures, but you'll be surprised to see that they also apply to certain, or should I say, identical contexts, even though they're different, even their structure, even their literal meaning. Yes.
That's interesting stuff. Thank you for giving some clarity there, Muzi. I do want us to move on to another interesting one. Bantwana bangumliba lawyer Mbili. Muzi, help
me. Yes, bantwana bangumliba lawyer Mbili.
When you're talking about Mliba lawyer Mbili.
Yes, so Mliba is the shoot in a plant, especially in a maize plant. The shoot, the sprouting out, yes. Yes. So I'm not going to be sexist here, but in Siswati, a marriage, or the purpose of marriage, is to have children. That one is clear. So I'm not being sexist on that one. Yes, culturally, yes. So even if you look at it religiously, especially in the Christian, should I say religion, they're saying that children are a blessing from God. Yes. But in this case here, we usually use this one where you find that maybe when important things are discussed, we usually neglect the children, right? Forgetting that tomorrow will be gone, because if things that were to go up based on the what you call lifespan, the elder one are supposed to die first. Is so here when you say that, we mean that we must actually engage children, especially in such things, because they are the ones who are usually going to take over once we are gone. Yes,
I see. So this is really just about them being the future, or if we were to put it that way, because they are still at a growth level, springing into life.
Yes, that's what exactly the first 2 years.
Now, this one is quite a famous one across various languages. Matsanga ahlantela labangenambita. In isiZulu, but amathanga ahlanzela abangenamabhodwe.
Yes, that's where the issue of variety comes. So you can even say that one. So you can say that amathanga ahlandela labangenambita. So you can say that amathanga ahlandela labangenamabhodwe. Yes. So usually say that opportunities present itself to those who actually don't want to take advantage of it.
Is it always sometimes, you know, who don't want to take advantage, or at times, if aunambita, you really don't have the means or the capabilities to take advantage of the opportunity because it has found you ill-prepared?
Yes, it can find you ill-prepared, yes. So it can be deliberate. At times, it cannot, because it depends. Some people can even take advantage, an opportunity. What that it presents itself, someone wouldn't even see it's an opportunity. Yes. So in this one, if you look at it, it's more like it's deliberate, because it says, so you might not have the pots because you don't have the means to have them, right?
Mm.
Yes. But then you might have... Yes, so it means that the opportunities are there, actually, but the person can't take advantage of it or can't utilize them.
I get you loud and clear. Let's end off with this one. Licili lidliwa ngulamanye amacili.
Yes, so usually you find that someone thinks that he can't be unbeat by another one, especially those who think that they are clever. So usually say that those who think that they are cunning, but you'll find that you'll find your own match in future. Yes, so it's like that you can't con everyone. Even those who con is are usually con by others, yes.
So what is licili? What would be a translation when you say someone licili?
So someone literally can refer to someone who uses cunning ways to take advantage of others.
Aha.
Yes. So you can even, someone who usually con others can say that in literally, yes. So
Umashaya shaya, literally, umashaya shaya.
Yes.
Okay. Muzi, I do want us to count. That's also what we do here. We count, we learn days of the week and seasons of the year. Hopefully we'll do that next week. But thank you so much for your time this morning.
Okay, thank you so much, Lukona. See you next week. I hope so.
Ngiyabonga, Siswati researcher at South African Center for Digital Language Resources, Muzi Mathunjwa, there joining us this morning. Licili, a cunning person. Umashaya shaya. Ugedle klegis. Ugedle klegis, alo. I am kulumi ngomsholos, just the meaning of ikama ngomsholos. Licili. Kimashaya shaya, ugedle kuhlekisa, aza kushaye nango high five mumbona. Kanti lutho, they are busy planning for you in that deep dark heart. Licili.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.